Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
How quickly this weekend is passing.
这个周末很快就这么过来了。
My testimony this afternoon will sort of take the form of a Bible study.
我今天下午的见证分享好像是一个查经一样。
So I remind my heart and your heart.That only God can reveal God.
来提醒我自己的心和我们众人的心，只有神能够启示他自己。
We need to trust the Holy Spirit to show us the Lord Jesus.
我们要靠着圣灵来向我们启示耶稣基督。
I'd like to share a Bible verse with you before we pray together.
我们祷告之前，我们先读一节的圣经。
It's from Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 2.
是在箴言书里边第二十二章第五第五第二十五节，二十五章。
It's the glory of God.To conceal a matter, it's the glory of kings to search out a matter.
箴言书第二十五章第二节，将是隐秘乃神的荣耀，将是查清乃君王的荣耀。
Why would God hide something?
神为什么要隐藏一些的事情？
Even on the level of earth, if you hid something.And you didn't want someone to find it, you could hide it well.
如果在这个世上你想藏一些东西不让人家看见的话，你可以藏得非常的隐秘。
If God hides something and he doesn't want you to find it,
如果神要是隐藏一些东西不想让你发现的话，
it's impossible to find.
那对我们来说是不可能来发现的。
It's God's glory to hide.Because he wants to create seekers.
将是隐秘乃神的荣耀，因为他是要来找这些来寻找他的人。
The next phrase said, "It's the glory of kings to search out a matter."
然后下面那半句讲的是将是查清乃君王的荣耀。
It's royal to be a seeker.
就是说做一个寻找的寻求的人是有君尊的一个地位。
God has made it easy for us because he told us the hiding place.
神让我们寻求比较容易，因为他告诉我们是在哪里去寻找。
Colossians chapter 2 and verse 3.
哥罗西书第二章第三节那里说。
In whom are hidden?All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
就是在他里面所积蓄一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
If he tells us the hiding place, we are without excuse.
那如果他告诉我们是在哪里隐藏的，那我们就没有借口了。
Let's pray together, please.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the indwelling Holy Spirit.
我们天父，我们感谢你为这住在我们里边的圣灵。
You have told us that everyone who is taught of God comes to you.
你教训我们，任何人被神所教导都会来到你的面前。
And so we ask you to take us to Christ this afternoon.
今天下午，我求你们，求你把我们带到基督的面前。
We thank you that we can trust you for that.
我们感谢你，因为我们可以把这件事情交托在你的手里边。
We claim it in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名来祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Last year, when we were together for this session, I had the privilege to share my testimony.
去年我来分享的时候，我有这个特权来分享我自己的见证。
It was the testimony of the Lord's great patience and faithfulness in my life.
就是神在我生命里边他极大的恩典和忍耐。
I told you that the Lord has brought me through seasons, and I am now in the season of excitement.
我去年讲到说我在我一生里面有几季，那现在我是在最令人兴奋的那一季。
Since I have been with you last, it's been the most exciting time of my Christian life.
自从我们上次和大伙儿分享的时候，这段时间是我做基督徒最令人兴奋的时候。
But I was not invited to give you a testimony of what happened in the last year.
但是我没有被邀请来分享过去这一年在我身上所发生的事情。
I was asked if I could give a testimony on the family.
我被要求来分享我家庭中的一些的见证。
I do have light on the family.
我是在家庭里面有这样的有这样的见证分享。
It's amazing light, and I'm thrilled for this privilege to share it with you.
这个是一个光，我是非常非常兴奋来分享在我家庭中这个光。
I haven't always had this light, but I'm thankful to the Lord that He's begun to open His Word.
我不是一直都有这样的光，但是他感谢主，现在他开始在我们里边做这样的工作。
I told you last year I had a rather large family.
去年我提到我家是蛮大的一个家庭。
It became larger.
更大了现在。
I have 6 children.All married.
我有六个孩子都结婚了。
Now 18 grandchildren.
18个孙子孙女。
4 great grandchildren.
还有四个曾孙。
And 3 grandchildren engaged to be married this year.
三个孙妹他们都是已经订婚了今年。
So there's no indication that the size will decrease.
所以现在看来这个大小减少不太可能了。
The light that I'd like to share with you dawned on my heart 9 or 10 years after I was married.
这个我想分享的光就是大概在我结婚十年以后开始的。
Rather than just tell you what I believe God has taught me,
与其分享说神教给我一些什么东西。
I'd like to take it as a testimony, and I'd like to take you through the process by which he taught me.
我就是要经过这个过程来分享这个他怎么来教导我这个见证。
We'll not have time this afternoon for every step in that process.
今天下午没有时间说每一步这个过程都可以分享到。
But I would rather have a little Bible study and show you how he taught us.
那我们就是会有一些的查经来分享他怎么来教导我的。
I feel a little awkward giving a testimony, but I'm comfortable sharing from the Bible.
我自己分享自己的见证有点不太适应，但是要从神的话来分享就没有问题了。
So if you'll be patient, I would like to share what the Lord taught my Lillian and me about the family.
那如果你今天下午有耐心的话，我就分享一些我还有我姊妹妻子 Lillian 身上神所做的一些的见证。
I'll begin. I'll try not to overlap some of the things I shared last year.
我争取不再分享说我去年我已经说过的。
I was married at age 21.
我21岁结婚。
I had not yet come to know Christ as my life.
但是我还没有接受基督做我的生命。
I love the Lord. I knew I was saved, but he had not yet shown me.He wanted to live in my place.
我爱主，我也接受他做我的救主，但是我还没有有这个光，他是看到他住在我的里边。
But as a Christian, I desired to have a Christian family.
那作为一个基督徒，我想有一个基督徒的家庭。
I knew better than to believe what I had heard. An American, this is a Christian country. Every family.If you're not a heathen, you're a Christian.
那有人说这个在美国基本上大部分家庭全都是基督徒的家庭，对这句话我不太相信的。
I didn't believe that nonsense.
我不相信这些。
But I thought a Christian family was made up of born-again Christians.
我相信一个基督徒的家庭是由这些重生的基督徒所建造起来。
Who had a relationship with the Lord.
他们与主有一个关系。
And a relationship with each other.
而且他们彼此有一个关系。
And they lived under the same roof.
他们在同一个房子里面。
I lived under that romantic delusion for a few years.
我在这个很浪漫的幻想里边过了这么几年。
My wife and I so wanted to have a Christian family.
我妻子还有我都非常想要这么一个基督徒的家庭。
A family where we prayed together every day.
在这个家庭里边，我们每天可以来祷告。
We had a consistent family altar.
我们就是有固定的家庭祭坛。
We met faithfully with God's people.
我们很忠心的和属神的人一起来聚会。
We desired God's will.
我们是想追求神的旨意。
And so we set ourselves to have a family like that.
所以我们就是一开始就要想要我们的家庭要是这个样子。
What I did, because I thought I was in charge.
我所做的，当时我认为我是这个带领的。
I established some rigid spiritual disciplines for my family to follow.
我就在我们家里边设立一条很严的属灵的家规。
We had seen so many families and they didn't seem to be what God would be happy with.
我看到很多家庭，他们的活出来并不是神所喜悦的。
Let me share a verse from Exodus chapter 10, actually a couple of verses.
我现在我读从出埃及记读两节的圣经。
Verses 21 to 23, please.
出埃及记第十章第21到23节。
And the Lord said to Moses, Stretch out your hand toward the sky, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even a darkness which may be felt. And so Moses stretched out his hand toward the sky, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. They did not see one another. Nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days, but all the sons of Israel had light in their dwelling.
出埃及记第十章第21到第23节，耶和华对摩西说：“你向天伸杖，使埃及地黑暗，这黑暗似乎摸得着。摩西向天伸杖，埃及遍地就乌黑了三天。三天之久，人不能相见，谁也不敢起来，离开本处。” 唯有以色列人家中都有亮光。
That's what I long for, light in our dwellings when all around there was darkness.
这个就是我所想要得着的，就是周围全都是黑暗，但是我们这个住的这个家里面却是满了神的光。
But it didn't take long, we had to be honest. In our own family, there was a darkness that could be felt.
但是过不多久，我们必须要很诚实的承认，在我们家里边可以有这么一个可以感觉到的黑暗。I
felt like I was failing as a husband and failing as a father.
我感觉我就是作为一个父亲，作为一个丈夫，我都很失败。I
felt like a Pharisee. I had set up rules to follow, and we were really following those rules.
我就觉得像一个法利赛人一样，我们弄了很多的律法，我们也的确是在那里遵循这些律法。Both
my wife and I felt in our spirits there had to be more.
但是我在我和我妻子的灵里边都觉得还有需要更多的东西。Something
was wrong, and I thought perhaps my ministry was interfering with my family.
有些不对的地方，我猜可能是我服侍可能影响到我家庭生活。
I couldn't put my finger on exactly what was wrong, but I knew it wasn't right.
我虽然说不清到底是什么哪里出了问题，但是我知道是有些地方是不对的。
I shared last year, it was 1965 when God began to dawn on me that He came to live in my place.
我上次讲到是在1965年的时候，神的光就照到我们家，开始住在我们家里边。
With that revelation, everything changed in my wife and in my life.
有了这个启示，在我生命里边，我在我生命里边，在我妻子生命里边，都有完全的很大的改变。
It is his life, not ours.
是他的生命，不是我们自己的生命。
And the first real step was we told the Lord we wanted it to be his family, not ours.
我们第一步所做的就是告诉神说我们想要成为他的家庭，不是我们自己的家庭。
That verse that we began with this afternoon, that God rewards those who dig, who seek.
今天我们开始那些圣经，就是神来赏赐那些寻求的人。
We had a definite prayer, and my wife and I asked the Lord, "Have you revealed anything in your word about the family?"
我和我姊妹都有这样一个祷告。神在你的话里边，对我们家庭里边有没有任何的启示
？Oh, brothers and sisters in Christ, how he longed to answer that prayer.
主，我们的弟兄姐妹，我们的主实在是何等愿意来回复这样一个祷告。
My Lillian and I began to study under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我和我妻子 Lillian 就开始在圣灵的带领下，我们开始查经。
I want to take you through the big steps that we took. I'll bypass some of the smaller ones.
这过程的这个几大步，我会提出来，那些小的我就不提了。
It began with a verse that we found in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 10.
一开始我们是在希伯来书第十一章第十节。
This is speaking of Abraham's faith.
这个讲到亚伯拉罕的信心。
He was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
希伯来书第十一章第十节，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
God had already used that passage in my life.
神已经用了，在我生命里边已经用过这节的圣经。
Because I cried out for a life who had a foundation and whose architect and builder was God.
因为我向神求过要有一个生命，这个生命是有根基的，是神所经营所建造的。
And so we came together with that prayer, Lord, we desire a family that has foundations, whose architect and whose builder is God.
所以那个时候我们家里面家人在一起来祷告，就是我们有希望有这一个家是有根基的一个家，是神所经营所建造的。
It was our prayer that the architect of the universe, if he had a plan, if he had a blueprint, if he had a revelation, we desired to see it.
就是像这创造宇宙的这个主宰，如果他有一个计划、一个蓝图、一个启示，我们都希望得着。
It didn't come all at once. In fact, it took a long time for God to open our eyes.
这个不是马上我们就得到了，我们花了很长的时间，神才慢慢打开我们的眼睛。
He first led us to Ephesians.Chapter 3, verse 14 and 15.
他一开始带我们到以弗所书第三章第十四到第十五节。
For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name.
以弗所书第三章第十四到第十五节。因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
We had no clue what that meant.
我们完全不懂这节圣经。
Did we read it correctly?
我们有没有读对呢?
Every family in heaven and earth derives its name from God's family.
就是天上地上的各家都是从他天，就从天上这个家得到名字。
This includes, but it's larger than the fact that we're all family.
这个包括我们，但是比我们更大，我们都是在这个家里边。
Before we came here, I was talking to Eric on the phone.
我来之前在电话，我跟Eric通话。
I asked him if his family, if he would have a family gathering during the holidays.
我问他这个过节的时候，在家有没有家庭聚会。
He reminded me that you are his family.
他提醒我，就是你这是我的家。And
indeed, that's true.
的确是这个样子。
Every family in heaven and earth derives its name from God the Father.
天上地上各家都是从父神那里得名。
I'll show you some of the verses and you'll follow our train of thought as we waited before the Lord.
就是我用这些圣经，你来试着来跟随我这个思路，在神面前有这个思路。
Every family on heaven, in heaven and earth is named after our Father.
天上地上各家都是从我们天父那里得名。
Father is a family word.
这个父是一个家里的一个名词。
So we wondered if there were other family words.
我就想有没有其他这个家里边其他的名词。
Isaiah 54 verse 5.
以赛亚书第54章第5节。
Your husband is your maker, whose name is the Lord of hosts.
因为造你的是你的丈夫，万军之耶和华是他的名。
Husband, that's a family word.
丈夫是家庭，家里的一个名词。
John chapter 3 verse 29.
约翰福音第3章第29节。
He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice, so this joy of mine is made full.
约翰福音第3章29节，娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着，听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。
Bride, bridegroom. Those are family words.
新父、新郎全都是家庭里边的名词。
Father, groom, husband, bride.
这个父、丈夫、新父、新郎全都是家庭里的用词。
Hebrews 2:11.
希伯来书第2章第11节。
Both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason He's not ashamed to call them brethren.
希伯来书第2章第11节，因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。Matthew
12 and verse 50.
马太福音第12章第50节。Jesus
answered the one who was telling him and said, Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, Behold, my mother, my brothers, whoever does the will of my Father who's in heaven, he's my brother and my sister and my mother.
马太福音第12章从第48节开始，他却回答那人说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄？就伸手指着门徒说，看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄，凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄、姐妹。
One more verse.
和母亲了。
Oh, I'm sorry. John 3:16.
我们再看约翰福音第3章16节。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Son, that's a family word.
儿子也是家庭里的一个名词。
Father, family. Husband, bride, groom.
父亲、妻子、丈夫，这些名词。
sons and daughters.
儿子女儿, 弟兄, 兄弟.
All right, hold that a moment and let me take you to the next step. You see, this was very gradual for us.
我们是慢慢有进展。
Every family is patterned after, is derived from his family.
所以每一个家都是根据那个家来的。
We set our hearts to know what his family looked like.
所以我们定义就想知道那个家是什么样子。
One of the earliest discoveries is from John 14, 2 and 3.
我们最一开始的发现是在约翰福音第14章2到3节。
In my father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be.
约翰福音第14章2到3节，我在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。We
discovered there was a father house.
我们就发现有一个父的家。
And that house was in a place.
这个家是在某个地方。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我要去那个地方来为你们预备这个家。
When a believer dies, 2 Corinthians 5:8.
当一个信徒死后，就在哥林多后书第5章第8节那里。
We are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and at home with the Lord.
哥林多后书第5章第8节，我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同住。
Try to understand our hearts. We wanted a family that had foundations, whose architect and builder was God.
我们要这么一个家是有根基的，这个建经营所建造是神在那里做的。
And we saw these relationships. Father and mother and husband and wife and children and a father's house and a place.
我们看到这个父亲、母亲、丈夫、妻子、儿女在一个家庭里边有这么一个家在那里。
And when he calls us, we'll be home, at home with the Lord.
然后我们在那个家里边，我们就可以说我们乃是与主在家里边。
I'm sorry. Every family in heaven and earth is derived from his family.
在天上地上每一个家都是从那个家得名。
God didn't borrow those family words from us.
神的家没有从我们的家来借这些名词。
He lent us his words.
他是把他的这些名词借给我们。
He didn't look at a husband loving a wife and say, oh, that's a good illustration. Perhaps I'll use that.
他不是说从天上往地上看一个丈夫爱一个妻子，我就说这个很不错，我来借用这个关系。
And what we found to be true in the family is true in all creation.
我们在看到家里边所真实的在一切被创造里边都是也是同样的。
He created the vine to be a picture of our union with him.
他创造了这个葡萄树来向我们来展示我们和主之间的这个关系。
He created the tree planted by the water to be a picture of the righteous man.
他创造了这些在水边的树来向我们展示一个义人的一个图画。
He created the mystery of the wind to be a picture of one born of the Spirit.
他创造了风，就是让我们看到从灵那里重生的一个图画。
He didn't look down from heaven and see a woman giving birth to a child and say, what a picture of born again. I think I'll use that.
他不是说从天上看往下看一个妇人生了孩子，他就说这个图画太好了，我就用这个图画来说重生这件事情。Spiritual
reality comes first.
属灵的实际是在开始起始的。
The sun, the moon, the stars.
这个太阳、月亮和众星。
The chaff, the stormy sea.
我们看到这个被风吹的这个水。
The sparrow, the way the lily grows.
我们看到这个麻雀，我们看到这个树在那里成长。
It's all a great museum.
是一个很大的一个博物馆。
And so we saw that there was something about God's family in heaven.
所以我们看到在天上有一个神的家在那里。
He created this family to picture that.
他创造地上的这个家来展示这个天上那个家。
We knew at once that if we were going to see the family patterned after the Lord, we couldn't begin downstairs.
所以我们要找一个，如果想找一个家是根据神的。 蓝图来走的话，我们不能在地上来找。
The picture is too messed up down here.
这个地上的这个图画太乱了。
So we asked God to show us what it was like up there.
所以我们求神让我们看到天上到底是什么样子。
If we were ever to have a family and we long for a Christian family, we had to discover God's blueprint.
如果我们有个家庭，而且想要一个基督徒的家庭的话，我们要发现神的蓝图。
And this began one of the most exciting Bible studies my wife and I have ever had.
这个就开始我和我妻子之间最让人兴奋的查经。
I told you from John 14 that one of the first revelations is that God's family has a place.
我们从约翰福音第14章那里，我们就看到神的家是在一个地方。
Before God established home in Eden, there was a home in heaven.
在伊甸园有这个家之前，在天上已经有一个家。
I go to prepare a place.
我要去为你们预备一个地方。
And so in its simplest forms, as we discussed these precious things,
所以用我们用最简单的话来分享这些宝贵的事情。
We said if we're going to have a family patterned after God's family, we got to have a place.
我们如果要我们的家如果是根据神的家的样板来的话，我们需要有一个地方，一个位置。
Doesn't need a two-car garage.
我们不需要那个大房子，有可以有两个装两个车房那种的大房子。
Doesn't need a swimming pool.
我们也不需要有一个游泳池。
Doesn't need a big porch.
也不需要一个大的那个可以坐下来坐阳台。
Doesn't need a deck in a big dining room.
或者在吃饭的地方，我们也不需要有个很大的那个地方。
But on the whole earth, to have a family, there's got to be a place.
但是在整个地上，如果有一个家庭的话，我们需要有一个地方。
It can be a mansion, it can be a tent, it can be a hut.
大的可以是一个大别墅，或者是一个小的一个帐篷，都可以。
We heard in the testimony yesterday afternoon, it could be in an automobile.
我们昨天下午听到的分享，也许这个家就是在一个车里边。
But there has to be a place, this is home, this is not.
但是我们一定要有这么一个地方，这个地方是我家。
It can be a cabin, it can be a trailer, it can be a tent.
可能是一个小木屋，也可能是一个那种旅游车，也许是一个很小的地方。
It can be a park bench, it can be a dumpster, it can be a circle on the ground.
可能是在公园的一个椅子，或者在一个垃圾堆里边，反正在这些在地上一个画的圆圈，在那里边。
But there's got to be a place.
但是一定要有一个地方。
And so we began looking up Bible verses that talked about place or dwelling.
所以我们开始在找这些经文提到这个地方或者住的地方。
Let me share a few verses on dwelling.
我就来分享两节圣经，就讲到这个居住。
Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2.
诗篇91, 1到2节。
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
诗篇91篇第一节，住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
Psalm 27 and verse 4.
诗篇第27篇第4节。
One thing I've asked of the Lord, that shall I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple.
诗篇第二十七篇第四节，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿中殿里求问。
We were profoundly moved when we read Psalm 90, verse 1.
当我们读诗篇九十一篇第一节的时候，我们里边被深深的被触动到了。
Lord, thou.Has been our dwelling place in all generations.
诗篇九十一九十篇第一节，九十篇第一节。主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
It's not an accident, I believe, that God initiated the home and then called Himself the dwelling place.
我想神。他开始他一个居所，然后他叫称呼他自己为我们的居所，这不是一个偶然的事情。
So in its early stages, all we saw was that God has a home, a place in heaven.
所以一开始我们就看到在天上神有一个居所。
And because we were seeking, we said, Lord, you're...Heaven is your home.
因为我们寻求，我们就说，神啊，你的天是你的家。
Is our home heaven?
那我们的家是不是也是在天上呢？
There's a blueprint here.
这边有一个蓝图。
There's such a thing as a heavenly home.
因为的确是有这么一个事实是在天上的家。
And there's such a thing as an earthly heaven.
也有同样一个事实，就是在地上如同在天。
And God began to show us, if we're to have a Christian family, it must reflect heaven.
神就让我们看到，如果我们有一个基督徒的家庭的话，它一定要反射到天上的东西。
That was one of our earliest insights.
这是我们最一开始的里边看到的。
I won't bore you with what happened next, but we did a study of heaven.
我就不想再太多的细节，但是我们就做了很多查经关乎天堂的事情。
I'll take you to the larger revelation.
我们就去这比较大的启示。
But before I get there, I believe that every child has a right to live in a home.That's patterned after heaven.
但是我在这那之前我提出来，每一个孩子都有一个权利，就是生活在一个家庭里边。这个家庭是根据天上那个样式来建立的。
Thousands of Earth's dwellings are a million light years from heaven.
太多的世上太多的家庭和天上的家庭，这个距离太远。
Many Christian homes are far from God's pattern.
同时有很多基督徒的家庭和神的这个蓝图样板也是距离太远。
As I shared last year, my early experience growing up, my home was not heaven.
因为像我去年所分享到的，我一开始我们的家不像天上的那个样子。
My mom and dad were divorced when I was 3 years old.
我三岁，我父母就离婚了。
I grew up under a heavy German thumb of a grandmother.
我是被一个德国的祖母来带领大的。
The home, the family that has foundations is a picture of heaven.
一个有根基的家是一个天上的一个图画。
Well, we had an address, we had a place, and so we had a beginning.
所以我们有了一个地方, 我们就有一个开始。
And so as we studied heaven, our next question is, if heaven is such a wonderful place, what makes heaven heaven?
所以如果说我们认为天上是这么一个美好的一个地方, 那什么使天堂成为天堂呢?
We didn't think it was the Golden Street.
我想不应该是那个天上的金街。
The Crystal Sea.
或者说是水晶的这个河。
The pearly gates.
或者说是用珍珠所做的这个城门。
It wasn't even the absence of pain and sickness and sorrow and sin.
或者说也不是因为那里边没有痛苦、罪恶或者眼泪。
What makes heaven heaven? Is it the tree of life?
那到底什么使天堂成为天堂呢? 那是不是那个生命树在那边呢?
Is it the foundation gems of the walls of the New Jerusalem?
或者说他那个新耶路撒冷他的根基乃是十二种的宝石呢?
I believe you know as well as I know what makes heaven heaven.
但是我想你跟我都应该知道什么使天堂成为天堂。
Christ makes heaven heaven.
基督使天堂成为天堂。
Revelation 22:4, they will see his face, his name will be on their forehead.
启示录第22章第4节也要见他的面。 他的名字必写在他们的额上。
Why don't they need the sun in heaven?
我们在天上不需要有太阳。
Revelation 21, verse 23.
启示录第21章第23节。
The city has no need of the sun or the moon to shine upon it. The glory of God has illumined it. Its lamp is the Lamb.
我未见城内有殿，因为第23节，那城内又不用日光，日月光照，应有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
Why is there no temple in heaven?
在天上为什么没有圣殿？
Revelation 21:22, I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple.
启示录第21章第22节，我未见城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。What
makes heaven heaven?
什么使天堂成为天堂？
And the answer is, God Himself makes heaven heaven.
这个答案就是神他自己让天堂成为天堂。Heaven,
as the songwriter said, heaven is where God is, and where God is. Heaven is home.
这个像那个写诗的人就是说，天堂就是神所在的地方，也是神的家所在的地方。Every
description of heaven revolves around the Lord Jesus.
每一个形容神的家，这个都是围绕着这个基督这个事实。His
last petition in his high priestly prayer, John 17. Verse 24. Father, I desire that they also, whom you've given me, be with me where I am, so they may see my glory, which you've given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world.
约翰福音17:24节。 父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里。 叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
First Thessalonians 4, verse 17.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十七节。
Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十七。以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
One more verse, 2 Thessalonians 1:10.
另外一节，帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第十节。
When he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day, and to be marveled at by all who have believed.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第十节，这正是主降临，要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇那日子。
So we saw that God has a family, and that heaven is heaven because of the God that's there.
我们看到神有一个家，天堂成为天堂，因为神在那里。
I don't want to play with this.But the next step, it blew me away.
但是我不想玩什么游戏，但是下一步我们所发现的完全就是超乎我们所想的。
We didn't know where to go, so we went back to the beginning.
我们不知道下一步往哪里去，所以我们就回到起头。
My wife and I discussed much, we prayed much, we studied much.
我和我的妻子在一起，我们一起学习很多，我们也学到了很多。
I couldn't find any reference books or books. I read many books on the family. They left me cold.
我看过很多的参考书，是关乎这个家庭，但是没有给我一个满意的一个答案。
If the main thing that makes heaven heaven is God.
如果使天堂成为天堂的主要原因是神的话
，then the thing that would make home heaven on earth, we need a God, little g.
所以我们如果在让地上一个家成为在地如同在天一样的话，我们也需要一位神。
Giving Junior a ball glove or taking him to Disney World.That's not what it's about.
带儿子去打棒球或者去迪士尼乐园的话，这个不是这个核心内容。
Giving him an education, that's not what it's about.
或者让他去好学校上学，这也不是那个最重要的内容。
Things don't make home home any more than things make heaven heaven.
那些这些东西不能使家成为一个家，就像那些东西不能使天成为天一样。
Now, here was the hang-up in my understanding.
这个就是在我的理解里边有点这难处的地方。
I had studied marriage as a picture.
我来这个查考这个婚姻作为一个图画。
And I think I've understood that who the husband pictures in marriage and the wife pictures the church.
我就想这个在这个婚姻里边丈夫是有一个图画这个妻子她代表这个教会。
But this isn't marriage, this is the family. It's a different picture.
但是这个不是婚姻这是一个家庭不一样的图画。
I was dragging what I had learned about marriage and tried to put it into the family. It didn't fit.
所以我就从我对婚姻的这个理解想放到这个家里边这个概念里边这个不相配。
Who is the God of the family?
在家里边这个神是谁?
If you said the Lord Jesus, you're being too spiritual.
如果你说是主耶稣你太属灵了。
If you say the man, the husband, the father,He's the head of the wife. He's the patriarch of the family, the high priest of the home.
那如果你说是丈夫这个男人，他是妻子头，他是全家的 大祭司他是他是领头的。
If you think that, you've missed the blueprint.
如果你是这么想，你就没有抓住那个蓝图。
The man is not the God of the family.
这个男人不是家里边的神。
That was a big challenge to me because I thought I was.
对我来说，这是个非常大的一个挑战，因为我认为我是家里的神。
In marriage, the wife is a picture of the church.
在婚姻里边，妻子是教会的一个图画。
Her relationship to the husband is like the church's relationship to the Lord.
她和丈夫之间的关系就代表这个教会和基督的一个关系。
But in the family, the wife is not a picture of the church.
但是在家庭里边，妻子不是教会的一个图画。
The children are a picture of the church.
儿女是教会的一个图画。
When the Lord wanted to show what the kingdom of heaven is like, he didn't call a wife.
当神说提到天国的时候，他没有提到一个妻子。
He called a child.
他称为他儿女。
So if Christ is not the God of the family and the man is not the God of the family, who's the God of the family?
那这么看，如果基督不是家的神，男人也不是家的神，那谁是一家之神呢？
So we went back to the blueprint and looked again at the original.
然后我们就看那个原始那个蓝图，看天上那个样式。
The most basic revelation of the Lord in the Bible, Genesis 1:26.
这个就是在圣经里面最基本的一个启示，创世纪第一章第二十六节。
And God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness."
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人。
Along with Deuteronomy 6 verse 4.
还有这个申命记第六章第四节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
申命记第六章第四节，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。
God is one. He's three. He's one.
神是一，他也是三，三又是在一里边。
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one God.
父神、子神、灵神三个在一体里边。
We come back down to earth.
那我们又来到地上。
Genesis 2:24.
创世纪第二章第二十四节。
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife.And they shall become one flesh.
创世纪二章二十四节，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Quoted in Ephesians 5:31, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother, shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one.
以弗所书作者也在引用刚才那节圣经，以弗所书第五章第三十一节。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
We looked in heaven. The thing that makes heaven is God. What kind of a God is he? He's one.
神使天堂成为天堂，什么样的神？这个神是一位的。
In the counterpart, there are two. No.They're one.
相对来说，在地上同样也是，我们没有两个，我们只有一位。
The God of the family is not the father, not the husband.
这个家的神不是家里的父亲，这个男人。
The God of the family is husband and wife, united together as one.
家里的神是丈夫和妻子，二人成为一体，二人成为一体。
In the picture on the earth, it's so clouded.
地上的图画就是非常的不清楚。
Any child psychologist will tell you that every child knows only one God in the family.
每一个儿童心理学家都会告诉你，儿童在看他们家里面，他们只知道一个家里的神。
That's his parents.
就是他父母。
They look to the parents for all things.
他依靠他的父母，为一切事情依靠他的父母。
They confide in the parents.
他信靠他的父母。
The parents become their security and their protection.
他的父母成为他的安全和保证。
They rely on the parents' love.
他们依靠父母的爱。
The parents become the teacher and the Lord and the sufficiency.
这个父母成为一个够用满足的一个教导。
A child does not want to get out of the presence of his parents.
一个孩子不愿意从他的父母面前离开。
Home is a picture of heaven.
一个家就是天上的一幅图画。
The thing that makes heaven heaven is God.
使天成为天，是因为神在那里。
The thing that makes heaven heaven is the kind of God that is there.
使天成为天，是因为这位神是这样的一位神。
Every child has the right to look at his parents and say, above all things, they're one.
每一个孩子都有这样一个权利说, 当他看到他的父母,他会说, 有一位。
I don't pretend in any way to be a counselor or a psychologist or an expert in these family things.
我不会假装做一个家庭的教导员或者一个心理学家。
I'm Ed Miller, a lover of Jesus, and I set my heart to know the family that has foundations.
我是 Ed Miller, 我是爱基督的, 我要知道一个有根基的一个家。
I want our family to have an architect who's the Lord and whose builder is God.
我要一个家, 这个经营所建造的那一位是神。
I'm convinced it matters very little how soon you start spanking the child or toilet train the child.
这个不管你多早就开始打孩子屁股或者是来叫他去厕所，这个都不是大问题。
I think it matters very little if you have a family night or you take them to the assembly every week.
或者说你有的时候会有一个家庭的一个夜晚，或者说你带他去聚会每个星期。
If you're not one.
但是如果你不是一的话。
I don't want to play with this as I said, but the greatest heritage I can ever leave my family. I can be one with their mother.
我给我的后代的最大的一个产业就是我和我妻子是一。
It's not when you teach the children responsibilities.
不是说你教导你的孩子你要有一些的责任。
It's not when you give them discipline and chores to do.
或者说你来那边来管教他们，让他们做一些家务事情。
It's certainly not when you give them things that doesn't make it.
或者说你更不是说你给他一些没有什么用处的东西。
In God's picture, home is heaven when there's a God in the family who are one.
对神来说，家在地上一个家是在如同在天一样，是因为它里边有一个神，这个神是一。
One in every way, one will, one knowledge, one desire, one authority.
都是一个渴慕，一个目的，一个启示。
It was a great discovery in our study when we discovered that together we were the God of the family.
我们在一起查经的时候，我们发现我们在一起就是家的。
In marriage, she's the church.
在婚姻里边, 妻子是教会。
But in the family, she's the Christ of the Godhead.
在家庭里边，妻子是神位格里边，她是基督的那个位格。
And I believe that she has the same privilege that our Lord Jesus has in heaven.
我相信她这个妻子，她和基督在天上有同样的一个特权。
And so, in our family, we set ourselves to make Lillian preeminent in the home.
所以在我们家，我们就是要 Lillian, 我妻子在家里为首。
Most kids know it intuitively anyway.
我大部孩子们基本不用讲，他们都知道这件事情。
You know, mother has these medicated kisses.
我们这个孩子们都是要去来亲亲吻我们这个我们的妈他们的母亲。
When they want something, they run to mother.
他们需要什么都跑到妈妈那里。
See, she's the mediator.
所以她就像一个中保一样。
It's all part of a picture.
就是整个图画的其中一部分。
She's the Christ of the home, and she deserves the same preeminence Christ has in heaven.
她是家庭中的基督，她配得像基督在天上有的特权一样。
I pray that God will help us to see this marvelous picture.
我求神让我们能看到这个很大的这幅图画。
Now, I don't know if you'll like this, but can I address you young people that are here?
我不知道你们喜欢不喜欢，我想对在座的年轻人说几句话。
The most basic thing about having a Christian family,
有一个基督徒家庭的最基本的东西。
The most basic thing about marriage,
婚姻最基本的东西。
Is not love.
不是爱情。
I've heard people say, oh, if I only knew I loved him, if I only knew I loved her, we could get married.
有人很多就是很后悔的说，如果我说我知道我爱那个人或者我爱这个人的话，我会和他结婚。
There's something more basic than love.
但是比爱情有更基本的东西。
Listen to 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to 16.
我们看哥林多后书第六章14到16节。
Do not be bound together with unbelievers. What partnership have righteousness and lawlessness? What fellowship has light with darkness? What harmony has Christ with Belial? What has a believer in common with an unbeliever?
哥林多后书第六章第十四、十五，你们和不信的原不相配，不要同负一轭。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？
The thing that's more basic than love is unity.
比爱情更基本的东西是合一。
Can a Christian man fall in love with a non-Christian woman?
一个信主的基督徒的男士会不会爱上一个不信主的女士？
Can a Christian woman fall in love with an unsaved man?
一个信主的女士的一个姊妹，她能不能爱上一个没有得救的一个男的？
Certainly, it happens all the time.
当然可以，一直都发生这样的事情。
But they can never be one.
但是他们永远不能合一。
They can never be one.
他们永远都不能合一。
And right away, the picture is destroyed. There's no God in the family.
马上那个图画就没有了，就没有一个合一的神在家里边。
Some kids have to grow up as domestic idolaters.
有的孩子们在家里面成长就成了一个家庭拜偶像的。
There's many people that he doesn't know which one is his God.
他在一个家里面，他都不知道到底谁是他的偶像。
Some Christian, some children grow up as domestic atheists.
有的在基督徒家里成长的孩子们，他成了家庭的无神论者。
There's no God in the family.
在他们家里边没有神。
Some children grow up as agnostics. They don't know who their God is.
或者有的孩子们他在家里面他们对神的概念模糊不清搞不清楚。
Home is a picture of heaven, and the thing that makes heaven heaven is the kind of God that's there.
这个在家里面可以让他看到这个图画，这个让天成为天，是因为有这样一位神在那里。
The Christian home is a picture of heaven, and it will be heaven on earth if you have the God that is patterned after the God of heaven.
你在地上的家，基督徒的一个家会像的家就会像天上的家一样。如果你那一位神是根据天上样式的那一位神，
Young people, stay single a thousand lifetimes before you marry someone with whom you can never be one.
年轻人，你与其和一个不信主的结婚，你宁可你活一千次也不结婚。
It's far easier to live with someone, live without someone you love, than to live with someone with whom you can never be one.
和一个你不能够和他合一的人在一起生活，远比你和你一个相爱的人在一起更难。
You know the word concentric and eccentric.
这个好像有一个圆圈的话是同心圆那种的那个图画。
Concentric just means you have the same center.
这个同心圆就是两个圆圈有同样的圆心。
You don't have to worry about what size your circle is if you have the same center.
你就不用担心你这个圆圈有多大多小，但因为它们圆心是同样的一个。
It doesn't matter if the circle has rough edges if you have the same center.
也没有关系，如果说这个圆的这个周边是很粗糙，因为你的圆心是同样的一个。
God can deal with that.
神可以来对付那些东西。
But eccentric means different centers.
那不是同心圆的话，就是两个圆圈的圆心不在一起。
You can never be one. There will be constant conflict.
你们永远不能合一，因为一直会有这个冲突在那里。
And if there are children,
那如果有孩子的话，
they'll not have a God.
他们就不会在家里面有神。
I want to take you one more place before I wrap it up that the Lord has begun to teach us.
我们再到另外一个地方来看，我们就结束神他来教导我们的。
I'm giving it to you in one lesson. It took us a long time to begin to see these things.
那我对大伙分享，只用一次来分享，但是神在我们身上花了很多的时间，让我们慢慢来看，来开始看到。
Our family is derived from, patterned after his family.
我们的家是根据从天上那个家的模型开始。
The thing that makes heaven heaven is the kind of God that's there.
让天成为天，是因为有这样的一位神在那里。
The thing that makes home heaven on earth is the kind of God that's there.
是地上的家，在地如同在天，是因为家里的神是这样的一位。
So we went back to the blueprint and we asked the Lord, what's next?
所以我们就回到神那里问，看神的蓝图，下一步我们该怎么走？
We didn't know where to go, so we went to the beginning.
所以我们又不知道怎么走，我们又回到起始。
Genesis 1:26.
创世纪第一章第26节。
God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness.
创世纪一章二十六节，神说：“我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人。”
There was a conversation in the Godhead.
在神的神格里边有一个对话。
God the Father was loving God the Son, and God the Son was pouring His completeness into God the Father.
父神爱子神，子神把他一切的都倾倒在父神的身上。
And God the Holy Spirit was enjoying God the Father and God the Son.
然后灵神也加入父神和子神里边。
They didn't need to create you or me.
他们不需要创造你和我。
I've read that some teach that God created man because he needed fellowship.
我听有人讲说神创造人是因为神需要和人有一个交通。
They were complete in themselves. They didn't need fellowship.
他们在那里是有完全的合一，他们不需要和我们有什么交通。
God wasn't lonely.
神不是一个很孤独的神。
He certainly didn't create man to protect a fading relationship.
他创造人也不是说保护一个他们之间的关系好像慢慢的越来越远，来保护那种的不好的关系。
The thought is blasphemy.
这种想法都是亵渎的。
He didn't create children because he needed slaves, somebody to do his work.
他创造孩子们不是因为他需要有奴隶来做些苦工。
But out of a loving oneness in that conversation, they decided, let's make man in our image so we can pour out our completeness on that person.
在他们的爱的对话里边，他们说，让我们造人根据我们的形象来造人。
我们把我们一切的丰满都倾倒在这个人的身上。 And so that became the next revelation of the Lord for us. God is a creator.
所以这个成为我们下面的一个启示, 神是我们的创造者。
Genesis 5, verses 1 to 3, please.
创世纪5章1到3节。
This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them, male and female. He blessed them, named them man in the day they were created.
创世纪5章第一节，亚当的后代记在下面，当神造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的，并且造男造女。 在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。Now
listen please to verse 3.
那我们请听第三节。When
Adam had lived 130 years, he became the father of a son in his own likeness, according to his image, and named him Seth.
第三节，亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形。 像样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。Do
you see the picture? He's creator, and we're procreator.
我们看到这个图画，神是创造者，我们是按照创造者所被创造的那个形象。He
created in his own image to pour out his completeness.
他按照他的形象来创造，然后他把丰满都倾倒在这个被创造的人的身上。And
so God discovered to us that we are procreators to pour out our love and completeness.
所以我们就是按照那被创造的一个被造，我们要把我们的，也是把我们所有来倾倒出来。Some
children are created out of lust, out of sin.
有些孩子们，他们出生是因为人的私欲或者是一些犯罪。When
my sister lost her baby, she was in the hospital. It was stillborn.
当我的姐姐她在医院里边这个生孩子的时候，那这个夭折了。The
lady in the next bed had twins and didn't want them.
但是在她另外床，另外一个床，那个女士，她有一个双胞胎，她却不愿意要这个双胞胎。Some
kids are actually born to patch up a relationship between husband and wife.
有的孩子被生下来是他们的目的就是在那个破破碎碎的夫妻的关系里面来补上。
Let me sort of wrap this up. This took me a long time, and I've seen so much yet to see.
这个我要结尾了。我们用了很多的时间，我们来看到开始看到这些东西。
The next revelation that we saw of the Lord, God created in His own image, man.
我们下一个意象，神按照他的形象来创造这个男人，这个人。
We create in our own image our little children.
我们按照我们自己的形象也生出来，创造出来这个孩子们。
Let me say it another way. God created a bundle of needs.
换句话说，神就创造出来很多的需要。
Helpless children, they need everything.
这个毫无助的孩子们，他们需要所有的事情，他们都有需要。
Not only physical needs, air and water and rest.
不仅是身体上的需要，空气、水，还有休息。
But they have soul needs as well. They need to be safe. They need to be exalted.
他们在魂里面也有需要，他们需要安全，他们需要被人这个包宠。
They need to be loved. They need to belong.
他们需要被人爱，他们需要属于他们有归属的感觉。
They need to be ruled.
他们需要被管理。
A child also has spiritual needs. He needs to worship the Lord.
孩子们也有属灵的需要，他们需要来敬拜神。
And so that's the big step that the Lord brought us on.How does God meet our needs?
所以这个神就是带我们走过几这个大步，神怎么来满足我们的需要？
Nothing is more basic than this. I needed a high tower.
没有什么比这个更基本了。我需要一个高的塔。
My kids needed a high tower.
我的孩子们也需要这么类似的一个高的塔。
I needed assurance.
我需要一个保证。
My kids need assurance.
我的孩子也需要一个保证。
I need to be disciplined.
我需要被管教。
My kids need to be disciplined.
我孩子们也需要被管教。
How does God do it for me?
那神怎么在我身上来做？
And then in the picture, I remember when we were disciplining our children and we used the principle of broken fellowship.
我记得我们来教导我们孩子的时候，我们用一个破碎的一个交通来这个图画来教导他们。
That's how he does it for us.
因为他也是神也同样的方法来教导我们。
What an amazing difference in our children.
那我们就看到在我们的孩子身上有非常奇妙的不一样的地方。
So let me just sort of wrap it all up.
那我就开始总结了。
Maybe Eric has said he asked me to do a testimony on the family.
因为弟兄让我做在家庭上面有一些的见证。
The home is a picture of heaven.
家是天的一个图画。
The parents are a picture of God.
父母是神的一幅图画。
And all of our dealings with our children.Are a picture of the Bible. These are the ways of God.
我们怎么来教导培养我们的孩子，就是整个圣经的一幅图画，这个一些这些过程。
I think I mentioned this last year. I'll close with this.
我想去年我提过了，那现在我结尾也是同样的。
When my Lillian and I discovered God's pattern for a Christian family.
当我和我妻子 Lillian 发现神对基督徒家庭的一个样板的之后，一个样式之后
，We set our hearts to have God build us that kind of a family.
我们就定义让神在我们家里边做这样的工作。
We had tried to make men of God of our sons and women of God of our daughters.
我们尝试让儿子成为属神的人，让女儿成为属神的女人。
We saw that the first thing God had to do was save us and then sanctify us.
我发现神所先做的事情是先拯救我们，然后使我们成圣。
Sanctification is behavior.
成圣是提到这个你怎么行为。
Some parents forget about justification and they just say obey, or be sanctified, be holy.
很多父母就是忘了这个得救，他们只说提到你们这个行为，你们要好好做。
And so God called us to save our kids and then say, give me your heart.
所以神让我们看到说先来拯救我们的孩子，然后把你的心赐给我们。
These are the ways of God.
这个就是神的道路。
My wife and I have set ourselves not to make men and women of our children, of men and women of God, of our children.
我和我姊妹就是说我们不再就是把我们的儿子或者女儿让他们成为的目标是成为让他们成为很属灵的男人或者女人。
We've set our hearts to be conformed to the God of heaven.
我们就定义我们二人之间要有一个天上的样式一个发表。
If our children follow the Lord, there's no glory for us because he that builds the house has more honor than the house.
如果我们的孩子是跟随神的，我们自己就没有什么荣耀，因为建造房子的比房子本身更有荣耀。
If they go astray, there's no guilt.
如果他们走偏了，我们也没有罪恶感。
We just seek the Lord, no guilt, no glory.
我们就寻求神，没有荣耀，但也没有罪恶感。
God's been merciful to my family.
神对我们一家蛮有怜悯。
Without exception,
没有
everyone in the family is seeking the Lord.
我们家里面没有一个人不去在那里寻求神的。
That is not because we've done anything right.
并不是因为我们在一切事上都是做对了。
It's because he's a very gracious God.
乃是因为他是一位非常有恩典的神。
I know godly families and their children have run away.
我知道很敬畏神的家庭，他们的孩子就离开了神。
The best father in the universe is God the Father.
在整个宇宙里边，最好的父亲是父神。
You should see some of his kids.
你应该看到他的孩子。
I hope this testimony will help some of you. My burden is for the young people.
我希望我的分享有些帮助，我的负担是在年轻人的身上。
Young people, seek a family that has foundations, whose architect and whose builder is God.
年轻人，你们要寻求建立一个家，经营建造这个家的是神。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for how gracious you are.
父神，我们感谢你是如此的有恩典。
Thank you for having the families on earth derived from the family in heaven.
我们感谢我们在地上的家从天上的家得名。
Grace us.To follow the blueprint, we ask in Jesus' name.
给我们有恩典来根据天上的蓝图，我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.